Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here to help you monetize your passion, build an online business by teaching what you know. All right, welcome to episode 11 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for all the messages, emails. It really means the world to me. Your support with the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, share it, and just put it on social media. You can find me at Daniel Carrizales in Instagram, and you can share in the stories. Leave us a review as well on iTunes. This helps with this podcast immensely to be shown to others, or to push to others who are interested in this topic of creative entrepreneurs like you and me. But before we get into the content of this episode, if you would like to learn more on how to monetize your passion, build an online business by teaching what you know, go to danielcarrizales.com. There I have a few free resources for you to download to get you started. Again, go to danielcarrizales.com. The link for the website will be in the show notes. Now, let's get right into the content of this episode. We are creative entrepreneurs because we are creative beings. We are artists, we are musicians, we are photographers, we are writers. But more importantly, even if you're not an artist yourself, you still consider yourself a creative person, because entrepreneurship and anything that has to do with building an online business requires creativity. Everybody's a creative, whether you're admitted or not, and it's just a matter of taking ownership of that creativity and putting it to good use. I can't tell you how many people I've met and how they have a talent for something. They're really creative. Even family members, by the way. My father-in-law, for example, whenever he gets down with my daughters, just with a pen and paper, man, you'll be surprised the talent that this person has for drawing. Literally a talent that is above average. Anybody that, you know, that can see the drawings on a piece of paper or even on a napkin, it's just mind-blowing. It's like, well, here is a person that had a talent. Well, he has a talent still, my father-in-law, and never really put it to good use. You know, he worked in a factory. He worked in, you know, just, you know, he's from a different generation, obviously. He's in his 70s now. But even quite recently, you know, we dropped the girls after Christmas. And when I picked the girls up, they came back with little drawings and things, you know. And it's just every single time it blows my mind away. The talent, you know. He's a creative person for sure. They just never really develop it. My mother is another person. My mother's a retired doctor. She used to be a psychiatrist. She's retired now. Man, if you see again the drawings, and it's just unbelievable. It really is beyond what the normal person can draw and paint. And I'm not saying that my mom was not a successful psychiatrist. She was. And now she's retired. She doesn't practice anymore. But you can tell that people have creativity, have talents in all ways, in all, you know. Some of us do music, like myself. Some of us like to do videos. Some of us are into photography. Some of us are into graphic design. I mean, I don't know what your passion is. Some of us like to write, you know. Write books, write blogs. We all have skills. We all have a talent. And some of us have many, many talents, many skills. It's our job to develop those skills, those talents. And by the way, these are two different things as well. But it all falls under the same umbrella, or it all comes down to the same equation of a creativity, you know. And what is creativity really? And how can we use creativity? Because you can have a talent for something, but maybe you're not very creative with it. All right, like the persons that I'm mentioning here, which are loved ones to me, and I know it's been. You can probably hear the seagulls above me now. Yes, I'm outdoors again. I'm in my office. You know, I just love to do my podcast outdoors. I have to confess, I've been doing them more often than I should maybe. But I've been spending a lot of time indoors. But all I want to say about creativity, and forgive me for this long intro, okay? But all I want to say about creativity is that it's something that we really need to put ourselves out there. We really need to work with whatever we have, with constraints. That's where creativity is going to explode. That's where you can actually find your hidden talents. Okay, what do I mean by that? All right, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that whatever you have, let's talk about tools. Okay, so if you are into, I don't know, shooting videos, for example, then your smartphone is more than enough to get you started. You know, you can literally shoot a video with your smartphone and upload it from your smartphone into YouTube. You can literally edit your video with your smartphone. I mean, there's no excuse nowadays. Maybe a few years ago, you could say like, okay, I need a really expensive camera. I need some equipment. I need to, you know, but nowadays there's no excuse. The same goes with music making, you know. This is what I teach with to musicians on my other brand, Stock Music Licensing. I said, you don't need expensive stuff. You know, you don't need, you know, any affordable laptop and software nowadays can just, it's good enough for you to get you started and better still to build something, you know, and get you going. All right. And it's one of the major factors of what separates somebody that is successful and those who are unsuccessful. And again, success can mean many things to many people. Financial success, yes, making money, earning money with your talent, with your creativity. But more importantly, are you happy with that? I can't tell you how many people I know that they are already living the dream, meaning that they make something with their creativity. They make something with their talents, with their skills. And they're still asking the question, is this all there is? You know, they feel like that there's something more. And they work for themselves. They're earning money. They are quite secure in many ways. And I know people like this. And I know that they want to grow. You know, they're asking the right questions, you see. Now, for you, you might be in the beginning stages, meaning that you're still contemplating on how can you put content out there? How can you, you know, launch your podcast? How can you, you know, upload your first YouTube video and build a body of work online where you're sharing your content, sharing your experience as a content creator, as a creative person? Okay, maybe you're a writer, you write blogs, you write articles, you write books, you're an author, you know. So all of these things, you know, if you're starting out, you're not there yet. You're not there to the point where you have released something and you're asking questions, deeper questions, and really why you do what you do. How can you impact people? How can you grow? You know, you're probably not there yet. And that's fine. We all start from somewhere. I'm here starting this podcast. This is episode 11. And I don't have many episodes. That's just... As I'm recording this, this is something that is still new, and this is how it all starts. That's why I'm recording my journey and sharing it here with you. The same is on YouTube. On YouTube, I don't have many videos. I'm doing as many videos as I can possibly can while running two YouTube channels. My first YouTube channel with Stock Music Licensing is pretty automated at this point. I still release videos there. I have gone... As I shared with you before, I have done daily content, daily vlogs on that channel. I have done three times a week. As I am recording this, it's once a week. and I spice it up. And but you know, I have built some momentum with that channel. With this one that is new, I try to, you know, just put a little bit more, not effort, I should say, but more content. Because at the beginning, it's like anything, isn't it? If you're gonna plant a seed, you know, you need to take care of it, and then at some point, it starts to grow, and then it requires a different care, if you will. And talking about YouTube, which is what I wanted to talk to you on this episode. I released a video quite recently with a title that it says, "Am I too old for this?" It's a question, you know. And in that video, I'm talking about transformation, okay? I'm talking about the fact that I was going to get a tattoo, and I did. By the way, as I am recording this, I already have my tattoo on me. Go to Instagram so you can see this beautiful piece of art that this wonderful tattoo artist did. It's a portrait, it's a tattoo portrait of my father, you know, has a special meaning, and this artist did an amazing job. It's quite a big tattoo, actually. And it has a deep meaning to me because of the story of my father, how we, you know, we spent so many years apart. My mom and my dad divorced when I was young. We had some contact throughout the years, but then the older I grew, you know, life just happened, and then traveling and all of this. We lost so much time. The most valuable thing that we have, which is time. And today I wish my dad was here with me so I can share with him this beautiful view that I have right here. So I'm recording this podcast episode overseeing the sea, this beautiful bay of where I live, seagulls flying above me, the cold winter air of January here in Greece. And this tattoo has a special meaning to me. And I'm thinking about transformation, like how I want to change, how I have changed and how I will change. And I did this YouTube video with this title, "Am I Too Old for This?" Because inside the video, I was talking about, yeah, I was going to get a tattoo that day. That when I recorded that video, it was the day of the tattoo. And I was talking about my process of how I have evolved and how I change and how we get in our own head thinking that we're too old to get a tattoo. We're too old to have long hair. We are too old to have an online business. We're too old to dream. We're too old to change. So that was the theme of that YouTube video. That video actually was like 16, 17 minutes long, and I actually edited a lot just because of the nature of YouTube. I tried to condense as much as possible the content so my viewers can stay engaged. With this podcast and with podcasting, I can get away with talking longer, and hopefully you don't mind listening to my voice. Even though I'm still a little bit blocked, I'm still a little bit congested and recovering from a cold or flu or whatever. You know, I mean, we don't even know what I had. If you're listening to this, quick update: my wife got COVID, and but she was fine over the New Year, and she only had a few days really of feeling run down, and then she tested negative. But a few days ago, my daughter, my eldest daughter, Fedra, tested positive. So school started yesterday as I'm recording this, and she couldn't go to school, obviously. She's in quarantine now. And it's one of the reasons why I'm doing this outdoors as well, because I've been in the house as well. I'm still negative, funny enough, even though I had a congestion and all of this. Throughout, and we live together. It's really hard to isolate when we live all under the same roof. But what I want to say, apart from all of this, quick updates and me rambling around with all of this, about transformation and my tattoo, how it almost didn't happen because of all of this, and you know, life gets in the way. But on that video, what I was talking about is that notion that we're so caught up in our own heads thinking that it's too old to get a tattoo. And I was talking about that, and I wanted to really go deeper here on the podcast, talking about how self-image, how we perceive ourselves, you know, and how much I have changed, and how much I'm sure you have changed as well. And if you have a family and kids, or regardless of where you are and what you have, if you don't have a family and kids, you're still changing, you know. And I was thinking about the fact that I want to do a massive tattoo in my arm of my father. That's part of my evolution, and it's quite daring. It's quite meaningful. I didn't want to just put a tattoo of something that doesn't have any meaning. You know, I wanted a story. And I wanted to transform my body. I've been transforming my body since the summer. Since right before the summer. Meaning that I've been more focused on health and fitness. If you've been following me here on the podcast. Dieting has been a really a journey for me, something that a year ago I wouldn't have never ever considered it. And that's a part of a transformation. It is a deep, deep transformation. Been eating more fruit and veg. You know, I don't try to push any agenda or anything to anybody because I think it creates a lot of divisions and everybody is in their own journey. But I decided to take a radical change with my diet to the point the loved ones, like my mother, for example, talking to my mom about my mom again, and even my mother-in-law, is like, so you're not eating this, so you're not eating that, so what are we going to eat when we get together for the holidays? You know, it becomes a problem. And me and my wife were on this journey of, healthy eating. And you know what I mean by healthy eating, just more greens, more fruits, more vegetables, you know, that thing. And it's a transformation, man. I can't explain it. You know, I've been waking up early as well since the summer, a little bit before the summer. I've been running, something that I will never in a million years I would start doing, me running. So that's part of my transformation. The way I look as well, started to let my hair grow since last year. I've been cutting my hair, my own hair, for the last 8 years or so. I have this machine where I can actually cut my hair at home. And what I do is that I've been doing it for the longest time. So I haven't been to a hairdresser for years. And last year I said, you know what, I'm a little bit tired of this, of cutting my hair. And if you want to see my... how I do this, or how I did this DIY and my looks, you know, you can go to my YouTube channel, Stock Music Licensing, because I've been cutting my hair throughout all that period that I've been doing that channel from the very beginning. I was already doing that, you know. I let my beard grow back then, and I was cutting my hair by myself. I would put it at the last settings and kind of like... cut it like almost like military type of style, not so short, but really, really short. And it was definitely really, really short for my standards because I have always had a little bit of a longish hair one way or another. And throughout my life, I have had as well really, really long hair all the way to the back. You know, I had this multiple times, like meaning that I let it grow back when I was, you know, a teenager into my 20s, and then I cut it like really short. Then I let it grow again. Then I cut it again. Then I let it grow again. And then I cut it. So I've done that process of really, really long hair. You know, and my background is as a musician, rock and roll guitarist, you know, and all of this. So that was part of my image. That's the way I perceived myself back then. And then, you know, I had short, very short hair now for like eight years or so, probably longer. And last year I said, you know what, I want to let it grow a little bit. But in my head I had this idea like, well, I'm not young anymore, I'm not 20, you know, and I'm My hair is getting whiter and whiter by the day. The same with my beard. You know, a few years ago, my beard was completely black. Now it's like I have this massive white patch in the front and it's going whiter by the day. And that's just part of my evolution. That's part of growth. That's what happens. I'm going to be 47 in a few weeks. 47 years old. I'm so happy with my age. I'm so happy in the season of life that I find myself. But I still have those doubts like you. Am I too old for this? Am I too young for this? You know? Those questions. Am I qualified for this? Who will listen? Oh, you know, it's too late now. It's too early. It's too whatever. It's too cold. It's too windy. You know? There's already so many people out there doing it. Why will I do it? You know, all of these ideas that we have, it's our job to really question them and say, what do you really, really want? That's the question. So last year I said, you know what? I'm going to stop cutting my hair by myself and just let it grow. And this, funny enough, happened right after the summer. You know, and after the summer, well, before the summer, my mom came to visit me. I hadn't seen her for like probably 2 to 3 years. My mother lives in the States. And that's where my transformation journey started with dieting and fitness. You know, I did some blood work and some things were not the way it should be. As expected, when you just eat crap all day, even though I live here in Greece and it's a Mediterranean diet, you can still overdo it. And even though I'm not overweight, apparently for my height and, you know, my cholesterol levels back then and all of this were just a little bit not right, you know. They weren't like something like scary, but it was bad enough for me to take pills, you know. Me, Daniel, taking pills for cholesterol for a month and a half just to bring it down. But what I did was, like back then, I said, like, I'm going to let my hair grow. No agenda, just want to let it grow. I'm going to break the cycle. Instead of cutting my hair now, you know, because once you cut it yourself, you kind of like know exactly when is the next time that you have to cut it. It's almost like a schedule, if you will. And I decided to, you know what, I'm going to let my hair grow a little bit. I'm going to start working out. Now I'm taking these bloody pills. And that was right before the summer in July, August, in July, August, I think. My mom came in June of 2021. And as soon as she left, I did my blood works. And it was just, you know, well, just like a wake-up call, really. So that's when my transformation started of health. And, you know, doctors are doctors. They're just going to say, hey, take these pills to bring them down. But really, you are in control. I said, there's no way I'm just going to let this to, you know, just rely on the pills. This requires something deeper and more powerful than just pills, you know? Even if it's just for a month, okay? It's because, you know, I'm still young. I'm very healthy. And I said, I need to take control of this. So I went and hired a dietitian, a nutritionist, went through a diet plan, and then that's when I started working out at 5 in the morning and doing my runs right then. So I was taking the pills, but on top of that, I was doing some hardcore diet, you know. I invested in myself. I did a whole thing. You know, the dietitian saw my numbers and everything, and even she was more freaked out than the doctor when she saw the numbers of cholesterol and sugar levels and shit like that. Plus, excuse my French, by the way. Plus, when she realized about, as well, my history, you know, the first thing that the doctor says as well is like, okay, what's your ethnic background? Where are you coming from? You know, your family and your father. Is there any, you know, history in terms of heart disease? And, you know, yeah, my dad died, you know, quite young, 69, out of a stroke. He had a heart attack before that. He wasn't really taking care of himself either. And there's a history of that. So I fit the profile. If I don't take care of myself, you know, that it's not looking good if I'm going to be gambling with these kind of things. So I went into that transformation, man. So I was really hesitant to do it. But then I thought to myself, wherever I go, whatever I read about success, and I am a good student of success. I have mentors. I have, you know, people that I follow, and I know that they do certain things, and health is priority. And I have been neglecting mine, not in a big way, because I quit smoking years ago. I don't drink that much either. But I know that with age, there's certain things that you cannot do the same way that I was doing them even 5 years ago. You know, it requires a level of care. And the older you get, the more you have to take care of yourself. So that's when I embark on this journey of health, nutrition, and really learn and say, okay, let's wake up early. I'm a night person, by the way. So waking up early for me is something completely very out of character. My daughter, my eldest daughter, Fedra, was freaking out for a few months because she's so used to seeing me hanging out in the living room, you know, just watching TV after everybody has gone to bed. And I'm just like, you know, guitar in hand, just, you know, playing a few riffs and watching something in the background and daydreaming. You know, I'm a dreamer. I'm an artist. I'm a creative person. And I like to be alone. I like to reflect. But I changed that. I changed that for a wake up call that is really early in the morning. And I work out. I listen to my podcast. So now I reflect in the morning and I start my day before the sunrise. So it's a massive transformation. This is something that, you know, if you would have told me this even a year ago that I was going to be doing this every single day, I wouldn't believe you. That's how strong of a transformation has been for me. So what I'm saying with this little story is that you have to do something that for you is so out of character, okay, that you will shock yourself. And not shock yourself, but surprise yourself that you can do it, you know? That you can do something that you think that is not possible, that you will never ever do. Do that, you know? This is what I've been doing, you know? And before that, I've done so many other things, you know? Going back to that video that I was talking about transformation, I was talking about that, about how lately I feel like as well, like I need to change my image. Like tattoo is part of it. It's part of my journey. But at the same time, letting my hair grow. I went to a hairdresser like 2 weeks ago, and I was sharing that on the video, that I just went to a hairdresser and sat down and said, like, hey, could you just cut it a little bit? Because I want to let it grow, and I want it to grow, you know, healthy. You need to trim it a little bit every now and then in order to grow your hair. The same with a beard. The beard, you need to, like, trim it so it can just grow. You can't just let it grow because otherwise it's just, you know, it's just out of control. You need to just trim it from time to time. So I sat down for the very first time on a hairdresser 2 weeks ago after like 8 years. It was the most amazing feeling. This is something as well that is out of character for me because I've been cutting my hair for the last 8-9 years, you know? So I'm going to do something different. I know these are little things, but for me, it's kind of like a big deal. You know, I've been contemplating as well shaving my beard, just cutting it off. That's it, like enough, you know? I don't have to prove anything anymore with my beard. The beard has become part of my image, the way I see myself. These are all external factors, by the way. This is the way I perceive myself. This is the way I see myself. But I like change. I like the fact that, you know, that you can have long hair and then all of a sudden cut it. I like the fact that you can have no beard whatsoever and then let it grow. Like, really let it grow. That's how I got started with my beard. You know, you might see me with my beard, but I wasn't born like this. You know, it was a part of my journey. When I first got started working online, by the way, and I quit smoking and I went through a process of, again, transformation, and I said, I'm going to let my beard grow as a statement of a before and after. That was the whole purpose of my beard. And then I just kept it. I let it grow. I stopped shaving. That's all it takes. And it takes commitment. That's the thing. It takes commitment to have a beard. It takes more commitment not to shave than to shave, if you're a man, if you're listening to this. So for me, all of these transformations are part of my growth, part of who I am. Now, you might be wondering, what does this have to do with online business? What does this have to do with you working online, creating content? Well, it has everything to do, you know, because if you're not growing yourself, if you're not going through a transformation yourself, you're not pushing yourself, you know, how can you help somebody else? You know, when I sell online courses, when I help people with my one-on-one coaching programs and consultations, I'm not selling knowledge, even though you can say that we're selling knowledge in my experience. What I'm actually selling, or what I'm providing, is a transformation. It's for the ability of me communicating something and showing them the way and say, hey, this is what it is. And they need to go through it, though. You know, they need to experience that transformation. So that's what we're in the business here on this podcast, talking about online business. We're in the business of transformation. Yes, it's the information age. It's the information industry. It's the e-learning industry. But what you're providing is not just information and knowledge. It's a transformation. But you yourself need to be going through a transformation. And it never stops. So it could be something as trivial as a haircut, as letting a beard grow or whatever, or getting a tattoo. For me, I see all of this as an aspect of my own journey of transformation. And, you know, good old-fashioned Carrizales way, I just don't want one tattoo. Now I want many tattoos, you know. And that's just the way I am. I'm I go all the way, you know. But it changed, you know. But it takes commitment. Having a tattoo is a big commitment. And for me, the tattoo of my father, it represents so much. It's a reminder of so many things, you know. And it's an honor for me to have him, you know, in my arm, in my skin. A beautiful portrait that this artist did. And even though it's a big tattoo, I'm still going to expand it. You know, and I love the journey of change. I love the journey of change. So I'm here doing this podcast outdoors with a brand new tattoo that is really, really big. And I love it, man. It has a special meaning. It's part of my transformation. It's not even a week since I got it. I'm still in the phase of putting cream and taking care of it so I can heal properly. I have a new haircut, you know. I still contemplated shaving my beard completely. That's my next hardcore. But this is all image things, you know, but the way I perceive myself. But I know that when you do this, you just change the way you see things as well. It's a funny thing, man. Now, you don't have to change your image. You don't have to put a tattoo. You don't have to get into body modifications like putting a piercing in your eye or in your nose or anything like that. Okay, I'm not talking about those extreme things. Even though nowadays everybody can have a tattoo. Now, you know, it's not such a big thing to have a tattoo or have a piercing or whatever. But I'm just saying this as an example of, you know, for me, getting out of my comfort zone for certain things and say, hey, I'm not too old to have a tattoo. I'm not too old to have long hair. I might cut my hair again in a few years anyways. And I'm not saying that I'm going to let it grow, by the way. I'm not saying that I'm going to let it grow all the way down to my back or anything. But I like the freedom of experimenting and breaking that pattern, that cycle that I have already created over the years. The same is with a beard, you know. When you have a beard, you can't just get rid of it. It's commitment, man. And I love it. You know, I'm not saying that I want to get rid of it because I don't like it. It's just the way I like to challenge myself as well and say, how much more can I change? How can I evolve? How can I grow? And I could always go back. I can always grow it back and go through that journey because it's all about the journey, you know? And with a tattoo, it's the same thing. Before the tattoo, there's no tattoo, you know? And then the process of doing that tattoo, I mean, I sat down there in that tattoo studio with this guy because it was a big, big tattoo. It was 5 hours, man, you know? I mean, I have to take painkillers and shit. I've never done this before. I mean, I have a few tattoos on me, but never done anything like this. I mean, my tattoos will, the two small tattoos that I have, they last like half an hour. This one was like, you know, the guy told me you need to take a few painkillers before you arrive. I was like, whoa, okay. Yeah, it was really painful as well because it was really big. And it's a journey, you know. It's a journey of transformation. So with online business and with your life in general, I highly recommend and invite you and challenge you to make 2022 the year where you transform yourself. What are you going to transform? I'm trying to transform everything in my life, from my diet, exercise, my waking hour, you know, and I'm sticking to that, by the way. That has become my new version of Daniel. Waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and going for my runs. You know, if I don't do it, I feel like crap. It's unbelievable. And I've only been doing it for a few months, you know, since the summertime of 2021. It feels like I've already been doing it all my life. It's amazing how quick your body gets used to it and how you can develop new habits and new routines. The same is with everything else, my friend. If you started your online content creation right now and stick with it, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. If that's uncomfortable for you, go and do it. Challenge yourself to start doing it. Say, my transformation is going to be create a podcast. My transformation is going to be create that YouTube channel, start recording videos. I mean, it's very easy to create it. The hard thing is to commit to it. And that's why I'm saying to you about the transformation in other areas of life, you know? It's very nice to just, hey, what's up? I want a tattoo. Yeah, but do you really have the guts to go and do it and put it? You know, that's a commitment. Same with like, that's why I'm giving you all of these examples. You know, the diet as well. Yeah, you can diet for a few days, a few weeks. Now dieting and working out is very popular in January. Every January, that's when people start to freak out. You know, I've been dieting for since July of 2021 now, like really hardcore, you know, and losing a lot of, you know, that belly that we men get. You know, we men, we don't really gain weight around the body, but just in the belly, you know, that beer belly, what they call, even though I don't drink beer, you know. And by the way, I'm recording this. I'm documenting that journey as well. So I have a picture from the summer before I started my journey. And one of my transformation is something crazy. Like I want to have a six pack, you know, real defined. Like even though I don't have a belly now, but back then I had like a quite pronounced belly. You probably couldn't see it on my videos or anything, but it was definitely not a six pack, you know? So one of my goals in transformation is like, I want to have a six pack. I wanted to have it for my goal was back then was like now in the winter. I'm not there yet. Even though my belly has dropped dramatically, I have lost probably like 10 kilos already since I started my transformation in the summer. But my goal was to have like a six pack for December. I couldn't accomplish that, but my goal is for the summer for sure have a six pack, and I can see that happening. So I'm taking pictures as well. I will share more about that on Instagram when the time is right. Once I accomplish that goal. And I'm sharing this with you so I can put myself on the hook. So you can say, hey, Daniel, remember you said that back in January, you said you wanted to have a six pack, you know, where is it? this is just external things, you know, the way I look, the way I perceive myself. And, you know, we just want to feel good, man. You know, there's nothing better than feeling good, having a new haircut or having long hair, you know, commit to that and say, hey, I always wanted to have long hair, whatever. And it's just examples that I'm giving you, stuff that I'm sharing here with you that they seem so trivial, but at the same time, they are exciting because it makes you feel good. You know, we all want to feel good. We want to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, like, I look like a fucking badass motherfucker with this beard. You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel that's the way I felt when I started growing my beard, you know? I've never done it before. And I felt, wow, man, this is amazing. All of a sudden, I feel like I have this superpowers just because I have a beard. You know, yes, you tend to look a little bit more aggressive with a beard. You tend to look a little bit different, more mystical. I don't know. I feel that people look at me in the street, at least in the beginning when I first let my beard grow, the first year. It felt, you know, like people, you're like, well, why this guy has that beard? You know, people here in Greece, they think I'm a priest, an Orthodox priest, because I have a beard like this. And if I like to dress in black as well, you know. So it's an image thing, but at the same time, it builds you confidence. For me, the beer journey and the whole thing, it built confidence for me. That's what I did. The same with cutting my hair. I feel like DIY, like I just want to cut my hair myself, you know? It has nothing to do with the money. How much is a haircut anyways? It has nothing to do with the money. I just have the machine. And by the way, if you cut your hair with these machines, it's so addictive. Like the first time I did it, I was like, oh my God, there's something about it, you know? And I feel like I'm in control. I can just cut my hair whenever I want and keep it short. That's what I did. I've been doing this for years. And these are just little examples of transformation, you know, quitting smoking, quitting this, getting into a diet, start working out, start a new YouTube channel, start a new podcast. This is all part of my transformation and commitment. And I like to put myself on the hook and say, I want to help people accomplish their own goals and dreams and share my journey, you know, share my own journey of transformation. Not only on my online business world and how I'm helping people, you know, through online courses, coaching programs, my membership sites as well, but share, you know, what's behind the scene. What is Daniel really like? I think that's important, you know. And you know, if you've been following me, because I've shared this on my online presence, is that I'm a family man. You know, I've been working from home since ever, really, because of a crisis. You know, I was a stay-at-home dad. That's how I got started as a musician. And eventually became a content creator, an educator. You're now a podcaster for the last few years, you know. And I love this medium of podcasting. It has changed my life because I consume podcasts myself. And now I have two podcasts. I have people asking me about my stock music licensing podcast, which is, we have season one, which was 100 episodes, and people are waiting now for season two. You know, that's an amazing thing. I'm honored for that. But I have this new podcast now where I'm talking about online business, personal growth, mindset, lifestyle, you know? So I hope this episode helps you to go through your own transformation, whatever that is for you, you know, push the envelope. You know, I'm just sharing my story about tattoos and long hairs and beard and just, you know, image. The way I perceive myself and when I look at myself in the mirror, I want to feel good, like you. But I get bored of seeing myself all the time the same, you know, and I want to change. I want to evolve. I want to build new stuff. I want to build a new YouTube channel. That's why I created my YouTube channel with my name. Yeah, because something scary was something out there for me. Like, you know, and I go through the same process like you. Who am I to start talking about mindset, business, lifestyle? You know, people know me for other things, actually, on the online world. But I'm following the footsteps of my mentors, you know. And this is what I'm doing. I'm following the footsteps of my mentors. Hopefully, I can inspire you to see that. You know, if you're listening to this, say, like, if Daniel is doing it over there and he's as well scared, he feels a little bit as well uncomfortable. He's launching his new podcast, 11 episodes, and, you know, and the YouTube channel, the new YouTube channel has fuck all views when he uploads a video in comparison to my other YouTube channel, you know. And forgive me if I'm swearing here. I don't like swearing, actually, on my podcast. I like to keep it family friendly, if you will. But what I'm trying to say here is try to convey an idea that I'm with you on this, you know. The trick is to do it anyways, you know. Do it anyways. Have the gut to do it. Have the gut to just put yourself out there. Transform yourself in the process and do something new, all right? Because that will show in your content, you know. If I wasn't going through a process of transformation myself with my life, it will reflect in my content. Even in the way that I speak, the way I communicate with you, the things that I will say to you, it will be like, well, this guy's, you know, he's not very interested. You know, he's just talking about this. Exactly, you know. But I'm going through a transformation. There's a story behind, you know. You have a story. If you're not sharing your story, then, you know, what's going on? You need to share your story. I want to share my story. I want you to know what's going on in my life. Okay? Because it's important for you to know the story. Because the story, I'm writing the story as we speak. Okay? You can write yours as well. You can transform that story into something greater than what you think it can be. You have to aim higher. You have to aim so, so high that it feels uncomfortable. Transform yourself so you can help transform others. All right? I hope this episode helps you. I hope this episode finds you well wherever you are in the world. Again, January 2020. Seagulls flying above me. That's my cue for the outro of this episode. I really encourage you to transform your life, transform yourself. Start one thing at a time. Could be waking up a little bit earlier. Could be, I don't know, have a different hairstyle. I don't know, just get something different, a new jacket, a coat, a something, you know. Something to just spice it up. Something that you always say, like, I always wanted to wear something like that. You know, I always wanted to do this like this. I always wanted to have a mustache or whatever. I'm just making stuff up as I go along. You know, but these little things matter, man. It matters more than what you think. And you will never know if you like to have that or to wear that unless you try it. Have the gut to put yourself out there online and transform yourself at the same time by working out, being healthier, being stronger. Share your point of view. Tell your story. We want to hear your story. You have your story. I want to hear it. I want to hear your struggles as well, because we all have the same kind of struggles, man. You know, I'm no special. I'm just putting myself out there. I'm just committed to the process, and the process is a process of growth. Hopefully, this podcast episode can help you grow. That's my goal. That's the aim. Okay? Again, thank you so much for all the love and support. It really means the world to me. Go to Instagram to see where I'm recording this, which it has become my office, really. And it started to rain now. Great. And you know, I really love you. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Share this episode with somebody that you think that it can possibly benefit from this. It really means the world, all the love and support that you have shown with this podcast episode, with this podcast of mine, this new podcast, you know. 11 episodes so far. I can't wait to do another one. And that's the way I roll. I hope this episode finds you well. And as always, rock and roll. And here's to your success.